The quiet park atop the low hill in the middle of Bath Township is a crisp carpet of amber leaves this time of year. Down the slope and across the road lies the middle school, its grounds bustling with adolescent vigor. On the other side, dogs warn passersby to keep clear of their suburban turf. Autumn's cool touch is everywhere. The serenity of this park is a world away from the chaos that happened on this spot 8 decades ago. In 1927, Bath School Board member Andrew Kehoe was on the verge of financial ruin. His farm was in danger of foreclosure, and he was enraged at the higher taxes that local officials had levied to pay for the township's new consolidated school. On May 18th, Kehoe murdered his wife and set his farm on fire. Minutes after setting the blaze, Kehoe came back to the school and detonated 500 pounds of explosives he had planted in the basement. The blast shattered the north wing, killing some students and trapping others. Lawrence Seeger was 6 years old that day.
There was all kind of dust and dirt, and we coughed and spit and sputtered, you know, and we went out the back of the building, and as a first grader, you wonder what's going on, you know.
Seeger's first grade classroom was in the other wing of the school, where another 500 pounds of dynamite had miraculously failed to explode.
At first, we didn't seem to think, weren't too concerned about our safety, but then we began to realize that how bad it could have been and how bad it was, actually.
Bad soon turned to worse. As shell-shocked children struggled out of the wreckage, Kehoe fired his rifle into the back of his nearby pickup truck, which was also loaded with dynamite. That explosion killed him and 4 others, including an 8-year-old boy who had just emerged from the building. In the days that followed, a long string of funerals began. While some families in Bath could afford engraved headstones for their loved ones, most were poor farmers with little money to spare. Over time, more and more inscriptions appeared. Now, 81 years later, the final 2 headstones will be added today. They're in honor of Robert Bromont and his sister Emily. The markers are a gift from George and Elizabeth Seifert. The couple operates a foundation outside Detroit. George Seifert says the memory of that day still resonates.
In fact, we've received a contact from the daughter of one of the last remaining survivors who just recently died, and they indicated that in their family there were 17 family members were impacted by that tragedy, and we just thought it was appropriate to make sure that those children's graves were marked.
The Bromont children and 3 others killed that day were members of Emmanuel First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Lansing. That spiritual footnote of history prompted the church's current pastor, the Reverend Paul Lindloff, to preside over today's rededication of the graves.
All 5 of those children were baptized here, and that's part of what I want to talk about on Tuesday, the importance of their baptism, not realizing that their time on earth would be cut short by this tragedy, and yet having the reassurance that they were God's children.
Today's rededication ceremony takes place at 1 o'clock at Pleasant Hill Cemetery in Bath Township, just off Webster Road. For 90.5 WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.